Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders fields and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific, 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Babe Ruth in the World Series. I'm 130,000 schools and colleges and 326,000 churches where my people worship God as they please. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I am an editorial in a newspaper. And I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. I'm Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I'm George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, and Jonas Salk. I'm Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, Tom Sawyer, and Walt Disney. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the entire world. I am the nation.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Family Chat. Tonight your host is Mr. Bill Strong. Bill, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go right ahead, sir.
And hello, America. Hello, America. As Johnny Cash just said, so many of us, and we're all America, we are what makes America. And everything that we have, that he talked about, is pretty much under attack. Everything about our way of life, our culture, our very existence is under attack. We're heading into the fall here shortly, and we'll be heading into the winter. And there's a lot of people out there that's got no concept of what's coming at them this winter. But your electric bills are going to quickly wake you up to what's been done.
Well, you got that right.
Oh, and you're going to see prices in food skyrocket. And I got to wonder if that's not on purpose. Because when you look around at everything that's been going on, and then you see that your government is still out here attacking the food producers, like shutting down a slaughterhouse in California because of how they were killing the cow. The cow is dying. Don't matter how it gets dead, as long as it gets dead.
Yep.
That's just ridiculous to try to force someone else, because you don't want to eat meat or you don't want to drink milk. You don't have a right to force others not to.
That's
not your right. I mean, you're interfering in your neighbor's life. Butt out.
I don't know what gives them or what makes them think they have the right to do these things.
To dictate to you how you live. It's their way or no way. If you don't live like them, well, I don't want to be like nobody else. God made me an individual. I'm not like anybody else. I am me. And if I try to be somebody else, that's just being a fake, and I don't want to be a fake. This whole ideology is that you have to go along with this group or that group. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. I don't want to be a vegan. I'm glad people have pets and love their pets. But don't try to make me think that an animal has more rights than a human. No, well, it doesn't. And we're just being pushed and pulled in every different direction on any little thing, from our food to how we drive and what we drive to where we can and can't work, what we can and can't eat, what we can and can't say. When a Marine, an ex-Marine, cannot post his dissatisfaction with the government without getting thrown in a nut house for 30 days to be evaluated, I think the people that put him in there are the ones who need evaluated.
Boy, you are not kidding. They need a lot of evaluations.
They do. I mean, this really is what gets me. They go put and lock this guy up, and I haven't yet seen what he has done or said so much. I'm understanding it was song lyrics. But then again, I do see and hear what the Black Panthers part are saying, and I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody standing up and saying, hey, these are the guys that you should be hauling in and checking their psyche.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. They can go out here and they can make death threats and anything else. And that racist two-bit low-life skunk that Obama put in charge of the Department of Justice, he is the biggest race. He is a racist, a bigot, and he'll go down in history as the worst attorney general ever. And I'm hoping that he goes down in history as the first one that gets locked up for his anti-American crap that he has pulled. He has catered to our enemies in Mexico and other places. He has lied on top of lie. He has violated his oath of office, the same as Obama has and many of these others have. They don't know what an oath is. They don't know what honoring an oath is.
No, not we
see it with all of them getting caught here and there for messing around on their spouses or immoral activities and things. And these are the people that got picked to represent us. It is a leading case in my mind why we need recall powers for some of these people, because you get some in there that should never even be elected. And every day I'm hearing
your recall powers for the people that are in there trying to do good.
The good citizens that there are in New York are hearing this nutbag named Bloomberg and thinking, how in the hell did we get him in there?
Why? I am so glad I am nowhere near New York City.
What was it this morning? Or yesterday? Illegals should go to Detroit for 7 years, and if they survive, what the?
Yeah. And then put a fence up around them.
Well, the whole ideology that we can't call them illegals. Well, I don't call them illegal anyway. They're foreign invaders.
Yep, they are.
They were not invited to the United States by anybody. They just took it upon themselves, or they took their corrupt government down there in Mexico, took it upon us and other countries, took it upon themselves to ship their citizens here for only one reason, so they can get money, American money, shipped back home.
Yep.
You don't see nobody trying to break into their countries.
Right. Are you kidding? You've seen the regulations. What an act if you do get in here illegally.
Well, that should tell us all. If people are trying to get out of those countries, then those countries ain't worth being in to begin with.
Yeah.
But instead of running to another country, why don't you grow a set? Why don't you show you got some real courage? And why don't you do like Americans do? Why don't you fight to change your country and make things right?
Exactly.
You can come here and get in our streets and demand rights and benefits and stuff that you're not entitled to or never were.
Never will be.
And you can have Obama violating the Constitution and the rule of law. The truth is, he doesn't have the power to change the law. He never has had. Only Congress can do that. All he is doing is aiding and abetting in the illegal invasion of the United States.
Yep.
That makes you a partner of treason, Mr. Obama.
Yes, it does.
And
why is it that no one, no one will stand up against him?
Exactly. There is a point I have been screaming since he got elected. Anything he has done, where is the GOP? I have never seen such a bigger bunch of panty waste who will sit there and when they try to get reelected and tell you all about how they're for this and they're for the Constitution and this and that, but when they get up here in D.C., they ain't got the guts to stand up and say when that very Constitution is being violated, or when someone's breaking laws that is an elected official breaking laws, they don't stand up and say nothing. To me, you are complicit. There was a thing, well, what if Obama got impeached today? What would happen? And I put, if he got impeached, because of all the complicity from both parties and others involved in the why he would be getting impeached, you would have to have a re-election right away. You could not go to the Vice President and the Speaker of the House because they're all involved.
They'd have to go right along with them.
Yeah, they're all involved. They'd be going right along with Obama.
Yeah.
And
half of Congress and all of the Senate, by the looks of it.
Well, today I'm hearing that Ron Paul's campaign and Mitt Romney's campaign are reaching an kind of agreement.
Oh, I heard this one.
Well, I'm kind of liking this because of all those Ron Paul supporters are about to get the biggest surprise of their life out of Ron Paul. But I'll wait till it happens and hear what they say then.
Well, what are they saying? I have not heard this.
Well, let's just say this. They're making little deals back and forth. Ron Paul's going to get some delegates from a couple of the states that was wishy-washy there, Louisiana, Massachusetts, and stuff. But in the end, it's not going to make a difference. And in the end, he's going to end up endorsing Mitt Romney.
Good. Good. I hope that is exactly what happens.
I'm kind of at a limbo there of what I really would like to see happen, because as we just got through talking about, I don't see that the GOP establishment, those that are already sitting in Congress or the Senate, very few of them make any attempt to stand up for the American citizens,
right,
or our Constitution or our rules of law. Anybody who's sitting there who has been arrested probably shouldn't be sitting there.
Right.
You hold the citizens to such a high standard, well, they should hold you to a higher standard. We choose you to represent us, and if we don't know the truth about you, and that's the hardest thing, is finding out the truth about any of these people.
Yep.
Unless you grew up next door and know the person personally, you don't know but what you're being told.
Right.
And there it is.
You still there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just on four-wheelers.
Yeah.
Therein, when you think about it, you don't really know the person, and you can only go by what you're told, and every politician gets up there, and you can't tell me very many that haven't ever done this. Well, they get up there, and they tell you and make all kinds of promises and stuff. There's no way they can keep those promises.
Yeah.
Well, then you're getting
out of their mouth.
They're getting up there and they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to honesty and integrity and being a person of honor and respect? Whatever happened to being, a role model for people to try to do your best to be the best person? Why did it get all down to I'm in here so I can? Only reason I'm running. And I'll be honest, I like to see a lot of them tell the truth and come out. The only reason I'm running is so I can get involved in insider investing and trading to become wealthy.
Yeah.
Because that's the truth.
At least it's true.
Yeah, it is the truth. We see it on our local levels. We see it on our state levels. We see it on our federal levels. We see so much abuse and money waste and fraud that if we took all the fraud involved in every program within the United States government, the number that would come out of that would stagger us.
Yes.
It would enrage us, more than likely, to know that that's our taxpayer dollars being wasted on whims just to try to pacify or buy votes or stuff.
Yeah.
We see it consistently. We've seen it out of both parties. No one party has a lockdown on wealthy donors. No one party has a lockdown on outside money influences, lobbyists and stuff. It's both parties.
Right.
That's why we'll never see any real major changes in the laws to prevent it. It's because both parties are a part of it.
Yeah.
We need integrity. This last week was Davy Crockett's birthday the other day. And I always tell everybody, you know, I look for someone like a Davy Crockett. Someone who has the courage to stand up and tell the rest of them to go to hell.
Right.
And Davy Crockett did that. And
yes.
Then he went to Texas. And he knew his life was going to be gone. But he still went and did it. That showed courage above anything that I see out of our current Congress and Senate. There may be a few on there. I can think of one. But other than that, 90% of those people there never served anything.
That's very true.
Not a one of them would sacrifice their life for the betterment and freedom of other people.
Nope.
That's why I always choose Crockett. Crockett did that. Now, there's one guy in Congress that I think is along those lines. And I shouldn't have to say his name. Everybody should be all on their heads of their minds who he is.
Exactly.
Because he put his career on the line for his men.
Yes, he did.
And I don't see anybody else in there I believe would do that. And I believe there's people in there that really want to do good, but getting past all the red tape, all the hoopla, and all the show voting and stuff, I watched the Senate and the Congress, and I think, you know how much time is wasted?
Yeah. Look at Harry for an example.
Oh my gosh.
On the floor.
Harry Reid, and everything you can find about Harry Reid is tied to somebody, either in his family or a close personal friend. He is one of the most corrupt people that has ever been elected. And yet, he keeps getting reelected. Of course, there's a lot of discrepancy about that, but there is about a lot of the votes.
Well, same thing was at their Rangel in New York. Time after time, and those people lived in the freaking ditches, practically.
Well, you look at Rangel. Here's a man who is stealing and building wealth, while a lot of his constituency is poor people who he's promising free stuff.
Right.
And not one of them smart enough to look at him and say, yeah, you may get a free piece of food or free this or that. But look at him. Look at his wealth.
Yep.
That's what he's getting.
Yeah.
He ain't serving you. He's serving himself.
Yep.
In any place who has a man who has been, how many different times has Rangel been brought up on ethics charges, tax fraud, this and that? If they keep electing him, that tells the rest of this country that that district where Rangel is at has to be the most worthless district in the United States, because they know the man is a criminal. They know it with their hearts. He's a criminal. Yet they smile and they support him. That makes you a criminal too. That makes you just as a low life as he is.
Yep, sure does. Everybody wants that free gimme stuff.
Eventually, you run out of people to pay for that free stuff for you. Then what are you going to do?
They're going to have a rude awakening.
Well, we constantly have this tax the wealthy, take it from the wealthy.
Yeah.
You could take all the money from the wealthy and you couldn't last 8 days.
Right.
That's how bad it is. You could spend one penny every second. Every second, and it would take you 507,000 years to pay what is owed today.
Yep.
507,000 years spending a penny a second. I mean, a dollar a second. My mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A dollar a second.
A dollar a second.
A dollar a second. 507,000 years. It's a little over that, actually. But just to think of that immenseness, and every day we're adding more to that. Every day. It keeps growing. Yeah, believe me, go look for the U.S. debt clock. Try to keep up with that thing spinning.
Posted it on the front page, the main page of the site quite a while back. Nobody's ever commented on it, but it's there.
Oh, I look at it. Every time I look at it, it just makes my heart do a flip. I'm like, holy crap, because it's, if I only look at it monthly, each month I look at it, it scares the hell out of me because it's jumped that much.
Yeah.
I go look at the personal liability part of it because I'm a person, and that's what my part is, $107,000 is my part. It's every child's part. It's every adult's part. It's even you poor people in the ghetto's part. Every one of us owes $107,000. But in 4 years, we're going to owe almost $150,000 apiece.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a lot of us out there are never going to have that kind of money to give to pay that kind of a debt. So what they do is they got to raise it onto us on taxes on this and taxes on that. And it gives them a way to infringe upon your freedoms and your liberties because they got to take more control over stuff because they got to make this money up.
Yeah.
People's got to wake up to that. I've seen where the Black Bishop has come out against, you know, he's basically he's campaigning against Obama. And all the reasons this man listed, I got to say, he nailed it. He nailed it dead on. He nailed it on what other people have been trying to say but get ignored. But these are Black pastors talking this. These are Black ministers talking this. They're not getting ignored. Their people hear them. And I'm glad. You know, I made comments many years ago when I was fighting illegal immigration. I don't do it because of race. How can I do it because of race? I'm fighting for my American brothers and sisters. And they're all colors and shapes and sizes and ages.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different things. But they're my American brothers and sisters. My allegiance to God and my allegiance to my country. Well, my allegiance to my country and to my God makes me want to look out for my brothers and sisters.
Right.
I have nothing against the people coming here from other countries. But you should learn and go back to your country and make the changes there. Make it a better total world instead of having one place on earth to flee to. Because if the U.S. falls, freedom dies.
Right.
If the U.S. falls, freedom dies. There will be no place to run to. So instead of aiding in bringing the United States down, learn lessons. Learn the lessons. Take it back throughout the world and spread that. Spread that freedom and liberty message. I know there's got to be people in every country on this earth that thinks about freedom and liberty, that thinks about what it would be like to live in a free country and have the liberties that we would so easily take for granted here in this country.
Right.
That those liberties and freedoms came at the cost of blood. Whether the liberals realize that or not, or want to acknowledge it, or anybody else in the world, it came at a price of blood. Our ancestors, many of them, paid that price. Our founding fathers, this has been paid with that price for on and on and on. And it will always probably have to be paid that way, and sometimes. Yes, I'd love to see world peace, but there cannot be world peace when you have countries that all they want is, if I can't control your country and your people, well, there's war. And we're seeing it. We see too many countries meddling in other countries' business.
Mm-hmm.
The UN is worthless. It is nothing but a giant bunch of Ponzi schemers trying to screw the rest of the world out of wealth and power. Yeah. All they want is total control. But they don't have the brains or the aptitudes to take control. It'll never happen.
I hope you're
It'll
right
never
there.
Happen. As the world wakes to it, I know many years ago they thought, well, Agenda 21 was going to breeze just little bits and pieces here and there, and we'll get this through with no problems. But the American people woke up.
Yeah, they're running into some problems now.
The one thing they never foresaw was the American spirit coming to life against them, and that
right.
the American people would take to the streets, would take to the internet, would take to newspaper articles and blog it, writing phone calls, whatever it took. They would start contacting their elected and raising hell. And they never saw that coming. And they have no answer for it.
Right.
The only answers they have now is they're at a dilemma, is how do we disarm the American populace? Because the only way we will ever take over the United States, the only way we'll ever be able to finish the destruction of the United States, is to disarm the people.
Right.
And then we see a huge amount of ammunition being purchased by our federal government for all these places, and you got to wonder, why does some of these places even need weapons or bullets, let alone hollow points? But it's just not the ammo. It's the explosives, the riot gear, and everything else they're ordering. The combination of everything tells us that something is up, and you can't expect those who have lied to you at every step to tell you the truth now. I don't know what's going on. I'm hoping that they're only doing it trying to keep the public from buying those bullets.
Right.
But then again, I gotta think whoever's making them is gonna be making a heck of a lot more of them, because he's gonna see a lot. He, like everybody else, you know, it's that money thing. They're gonna see the money, and they're gonna say, well, they're gonna supply both sides.
Right. Yeah, they will.
Well, that's true, Linda.
They're gonna take the money.
Linda brings an important point. I have tried talking to several elected or people running for office and stuff about Agenda 21, and they ignore it. And I'll tell you, I don't care if you're in the GOP or considered a conservative or not. If you will not talk about the problems of Agenda 21 and the threats, then you are a problem and a threat and should not be elected.
Correct.
Because you're denying the truth. We know it's true now. More and more every day know it's the truth. Your lies, your misrepresentations, your distractions, we're not buying it no more. We're awake, and we're awakening more of our brothers and sisters every day, and we will continue to do so. And your own policies and stuff that you put into place as they play out over the next few months is going to just strengthen us. The public will turn away from it all.
Yep.
And if one party or the other doesn't get their act together and start showing some honesty, some truth, following the laws of the land and the Constitution, and quit trying to force this or that on the public, then both of these parties will be gone. There will be no choice. And I'm not saying the Libertarian Party will take over, because I'll be honest, I'm from Southern Indiana. There's a goofball here named Ken Schonsberg who's run off the Libertarian Party I don't know how many times. And if that's an example, well, then that's just a bunch of... I'm hoping the rest of them aren't like him, because Ken is nothing but a moron. He
right.
stood at an immigration rally, spouted off some things from the top of his head, and a lady got up behind him, spouted off facts and statistics, and exposed how ignorant he was.
Ah.
I like to see something where a medium of, like, I don't want to say totally all conservative. There has to be a somewhat of a bias there. But I'm looking for a truthful, honest, and looking out for the best interest of the American people. And looking out for the best interest of the American people does not mean forcing things down their throat.
Right.
It means listening to them and answering them. I'm for truth and honesty, and I doubt we'll ever see that in politics. It's sad, but I really doubt we'll ever see it. It's too much of a greed it's either the greed for wealth or the greed for power or the greed for both. But greed, to me, I see greed as what will destroy man. It's man's greed that'll take us down.
Absolutely.
Because you have the global elitist.
Now.
Yeah, you got the global elitist. You got guys like Bill Gates, who's for euthanasia or whatever. He wants to reduce the world's population, but he himself won't volunteer to be one of them. It's just like the abortion people. Well, they're all for killing a little baby, but not a one of them that's for abortion would volunteer to be aborted themselves.
Yeah, right.
No. They're nothing more than murderers.
As long as it's not me or my family, I just don't care.
Well, that's how a lot of them get. But you have to expand that. To me, everybody who lives in this country is my family.
Right.
If you're legally in this country, you're a legal American citizen and stuff, you're my family. And I'm going to stand up for you. You may not like me standing up for you, but I'll only do it because I love a person. I love you. I love the country. And I love the idea that every one of us has the freedom and the liberties to speak out at the moment, to have a say, to be able to voice our opinions, right or wrong. And I will never say I'm 100% right. I'll be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. I'm grown up enough and adult enough and man enough to do that.
To admit it, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not perfect.
Just can't seem to get that.
If I was the perfect one, well, you'd all be in trouble.
Well, you're pretty close. We'll give you that.
No. I try to be a good person, and I think everybody needs to try that. But you have others who have no desire to be good to people, no desire to be a good person. Their only desires are for destruction and hurting others and these things because they have been indoctrinated by hate.
Yep.
You have people... You have a media that is playing. If anybody is the hate thing going on, it is the media.
Oh.
Because it's about sensationalism. But they are so biased, they will not be truthful. In CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, every one of them, they are every one a liar. They will deceive you to boost their ratings. And that's all it's about to them.
I don't even watch Fox News anymore.
I don't either. Someone was telling me, oh, Bill O'Reilly's having a guy on there about illegal immigration. And, you know, this is not a new issue for this country.
Right.
It isn't. It has, amnesty has been defeated so many times, yet it always keeps coming back. And it has been both sides. I fought it for 2006, 2005, 6 and 7, part of 2000, under George Bush. I fought him on the Dream Act, and John McCain, who I have no respect for. And to me, he and John Kerry both, I have no respect for either one of them. They put themselves and their personal stuff before the country.
Hey, Bill.
We got Linda in here.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
You know,
I'm doing pretty good.
You're talking about the immigration and all the rest of it. We've got so many things. We've got issues up the wazoo. The people that I got to see yesterday, and I'm going to go to another meeting tonight. It's supposed to be a giant meeting. I'm actually taking my camera, but it's a second, like an annual kind of a celebration for a like a birthday of this particular Tea Party in the Tri-City. And one of our talk show hosts from here, Mike Slater, is going to be down there. It's going to be a pretty good size deal. And the Sons of Liberty are going to be there again. They were at our meeting last night, and they had an hour presentation, which was flawless. These guys, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they go to the whole country. They go to the colleges and the high schools, and they tell these kids the truth. And I'm telling you, when you talk about the media, they lambasted the media and Hollywood up one side and down the other. But like I said, the presentation was phenomenal. In fact, I'll probably get a little bit more information tonight as they'll probably be speaking again. to this group, and it's going to be wild. I mean, they talked about the founders, and they talked about blood and treasure. These guys paying our for our freedoms. I mean, they talked about almost everything you've been speaking about, you know, and the abortion and all these evil things. It's just an amazing program, and I hope I can afford to buy one of their DVDs, because that would be, you know, a really good thing to have. It's just amazing. These guys are troopers. They're going all over the place, man. They are not stopping. And they have their own radio shows, too, on Central Time. I'll have to find out exactly what time they're on. But I did get their card. Go ahead.
You've got governors who... Now, I give Janet Brewer credit. She has stood up. She has stood strong. She has not backed away.
Right.
And she has more courage than 90% of the male governors in this nation.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's good. I got to give her credit where credit's due. I hope she can win some of her battles.
But there is the thing. What I'm really want to get at there is the federal government derives power from the states, not the other way around.
Oh, I know, but it's been turned on its head, Bill, and that's the problem.
Well, when you have weak governors who have no backbone, who have no courage, who are themselves self-serving. That's all they're there for, self-serving.
Uh-huh. Oh, we got one here.
Because if they had a backbone, if they were honest, if they had any kind of integrity, they would be doing like Jim Burr and standing up and say, oh, no, you're overstepping your bounds.
No, we got Jerry Brown, which I call him Mini-Me Mussolini, because that's exactly what he is. He is identical to Obama, except that he's white. They're both gay, but, you know, it's unbelievable. No, he's literally trying to destroy California. The guy's an idiot, because I have said it before, and I'll say it to everybody that will listen. He's going to turn this state, and even my sister agreed with me the other day, that it will turn into a ghost state. There won't be anybody left here. And I told the kids last night, my friends that I was sitting next to at the meeting, I said, I can hardly wait to get out of California. Go ahead.
Now, see there, Linda? But you're one, you would leave California, and you would leave that I failed ideology behind. But the others there will leave California, take that same failed ideology, and try to push it into another state.
Yep.
Well, that's true, but I don't, you know, I'm not. Most of the people
you're not.
That are just.
And there are many.
People who, yeah.
There
who
are many others
citizens.
In California just
that's,
like you.
That's, yeah, I know. And the ones who have woken up and who are like-minded like myself and want to get out of here, who are making plans to get out of here within 2 or 3 years, and I hope that we can all make it, because the prediction of these guys from the Sovereign, I think it's called the one that Ron talked about, and I watched the video or listened to it, predicting December of 2013 that this thing's going to, you know, blow up as far as the Federal Reserve and our currency and everything else. And like I said, that the people who, they have no idea that this is coming. They don't understand that this collapse is going to be an Armageddon beyond, they can't even comprehend it. They will close the banks. The currency will be worthless. You will not, the riot, that's why they're getting all this ammo, because they know that it's coming. They know that the people have not been warned because of the complicit Quisling media. They know that the people are going to walk into a supermarket and hand them stupid greenbacks that are going to be worthless, like toilet paper. And they're not going to be able to buy food. Then the, you know what's going to hit the fan. And that's why they have the ammo, because 9/10 of the people are so damn stupid, they have cranial rectumitis, and they will not pull their heads out. And I don't care how, you know, I can have signs and a bullhorn, and no one will listen. So, you know, I'm just preparing for myself and trying to spread the word to anyone who will listen. And those who don't, then I have to move on to, you know, next.
Well, that's about all we can do, Linda.
I know.
We look after our
and
own
pray.
Families and stuff the best we can. We prepare ourselves, right. And we try
and
to warn others.
I know. I'm with you. And we pray and we try to do the right thing. And if there's people, you know, who really, really do need help and aren't trying to break your door down and, you know, do a home invasion, then you can help those people. The other ones, you have to shoot them. I mean, I don't even want to go there, but if that's the case, then that's the case.
The truth is,
sad.
If the government got out of the charity business, which it ain't supposed to be in anyway,
Exactly.
The government got out of that charity business and quit penalizing us to pay for their charity business.
Uh-huh.
And the American public would be more responsive to these people's needs and stuff than the government. The only problem with the government is the government wants to cater to those who aren't worthy of charity. They're not disabled, they're not hurt, or
no.
The only thing stopping them is they're lazy.
It's the handout, freaks. It's the freebies. It's the free stuff. Glenn's show today was quite clear. You have a choice. You either want freedom or you want free stuff. You can't have both. You either have a socialist, Fabian socialist or Mussolini-style regime, or you have what our founders wanted and take the Constitution, and I'm dead serious about this, into the Jeffersonian or the Ron Paul type ideology of everything that was originally intended from the 10th Amendment backwards, and all the rest of it can go into a giant document shredder because it's nonsense and it's evil. I don't care. I mean,
I love to see the provisions of the 13th Amendment that forbid lawyers and lawyers and judges from being politicians, brought back and reinstated and ratified and everything. Because I see the original point of it all is when you let people who make the laws get in there and play around like that,
mm-hmm.
it causes manipulation of the laws, and it's just wrong. They shouldn't be there.
Well, some of the, we can go back to the 18th season of the Lieber Code and Lincoln not being a great guy and all that, and I agree with Ron on that because I did read part of that forward to the book, which I'm going to get later, the whole thing. But when you look at the way they have got us enslaved financially, and that's been going on since 1910 when they went down those whole bankers, and Warburg was one of them, Rockefellers were the others, I mean, J.P. Morgan, a whole ton of them, I don't remember all the names, and they formed that Federal Reserve. I'm telling you, 9/10 of the people, again, do not know that the Federal Reserve is an evil, corrupt, private corporation that is overseen by no one. That entity literally has an iron fist on our Congress, and that's what's going on. And once this collapse hits, that's when the real awakening will happen. And I fear the day. But
and if you look out there, you're seeing some of the big major players pulling their stocks and stuff, selling them off and stuff.
Oh yeah.
If that don't tell you something's coming up.
Oh yeah, they know.
Nothing will. It's so obvious. And another thing, we're letting a major pesticide company mess with our food and put GMOs in our food and stuff.
Right, and I told Yo on the other chat room that if they start doing
here,
this,
Linda,
I'm going to go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make here is, but recently, Soros has bought 500,000 shares of that same company, and so has Bill Gates. And Gates is out here the one who's screaming for population, for depopulation.
Oh,
and stuff.
Of course.
And
oh,
he's bought into the company who makes pesticides, DDT, Roundup, and Agent Orange and things like this. And now they're letting him play with our foods, but they don't want to let us know what foods they are. They don't want to label them.
If Walmart does that and they don't warn the public, I will have signs out front and stand out there and warn the people.
I refuse to shop at Walmart anyway.
So do I.
Well, as far as food goes, I won't go there for that. Unless, even the canned stuff, I have to be real careful. But, if they start that, when was this supposed to actually start happening?
I'm not sure on the date when it's supposed to start happening, but I don't look for Walmart to back out of it.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
I look for them to go right along with it.
Your
elected head went right along with it. They refused to force them to label the GMOs.
I know.
And
the people don't even know the dangers they're getting into.
They have no idea. They're not even looking around the world. We got countries around the world suing Monsanto, countries throwing Monsanto out of their countries over their GMOs and stuff. And here they're kissing their butts and welcoming them in. But you got to look at who is the players of Monsanto.
Right.
Who is tied to Monsanto? Hillary Clinton.
DeLora.
Well, yep. Yeah, DeLora, whose husband, Greenberg, is on the committee of Monsanto. And she's in here. She's in Congress directing stuff for her husband.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And it just gets worse when you start looking through it all. And now you've got Soros and Gates tied into it.
Yep. How many people do you think would even understand if I put a sign up? They wouldn't know what I was talking about. I'd actually have to explain myself.
You would have square one with every single person that walks by.
Yeah.
There'd be people asking, what's a GMO?
Yeah.
they would want to know what Monsanto was, too. I'll bet you.
Yeah, because the media downplays all this. They don't want to talk about it either.
Oh, no.
But
you're not
going to
get
the
truth. Yeah.
I would love to get some experts on Monsanto and their stuff to come onto a radio show or something and explain it all. I try telling people, and they look at me. Well, someone looked at me like I was crazy, and others looked at me like, and it was like they got a look on their eyes like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
you're taking someone who experiments with growth hormones and all these things in your food. Then you eat that food. And when you do, what do you expect is going to happen? If you're not working out, you're going to gain weight. And with today's computer games, video games, and all these things, and people, computer work and everything anymore, technology has brought us to where we're not as physically active as we were in the past.
Right.
And you wonder why we're obese? Well, it's because our government is leading us into being obese by allowing Monsanto to do these things. And then they turn around and come back at you. And they've done this on several issues. The government has been playing this game with us. Where they start something, and then they got to invent something or tax something to
make up because they
screwed up to begin with.
Yeah, they create the crisis or the problem through their nefarious, deeds, and then they just love that because then they can make more stupid laws and then control us even more, and then they can also figure out ways to kill us off. And there was another article I read about the chemtrails, and I can't remember.
Yeah. They'll come out and give us a false solution to the problem they created.
Yes. Yeah. It's insidious. It is so unbelievable. Yeah. It's purely diabolical. It really, really is demonic.
It's mind-boggling.
But here's the thing. People, do you realize how desperate this vomit team is right now? They are grasping at straws. They're going to lose, Bill. I feel it.
Well,
I know. I'm praying for it. But,
You know they're feeling it too, Linda. They got to feel it. You're starting to see like Newsweek. The face of Newsweek, and there was another one out there. And you're starting to see little reports show up here and there on the liberal networks.
There was another report that Glenn brought up that I think it was on his radio show and a little bit tonight on the other one, that even in Illinois, he's not going to fare well.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's on the verge of losing Illinois.
Thank God.
and you got to know, he loses Illinois.
He's toast.
Pretty much looks like the only area he'll win is Chicago.
Yeah, the only city. Maybe New York City.
Murder capital of the world. Murder capital of the world. Got some of the strictest gun laws in the country,
absolutely.
World. And yet they're the murder capital. Yet the city that has the least strenuous gun laws has nowhere near the crime rate of Chicago.
We know that.
You throw that in their faces, and, you want to see people get mad and start calling you names. Because they got no comeback to it.
Yep.
That's right. You can't argue with it.
It's pretty crazy.
I believe what you saw happen with Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
and the outpouring is
right.
as bad as I believe what you'll see this November in the election will be that bad.
I think it's going to be 10 times bigger.
You saw the gays come out with two counter protests and stuff. And more likely, had they not said nothing, it just would have went on and wouldn't have been, no big deal. But because they came out throwing a fit and trying to force their view, they got put in, it all got put down. And you've seen the outpouring to Chick-fil-A and everything over that. And I think come November, a lot of people's like, they're going to have Black Panthers around us. They can't be everywhere, people.
They cannot be everywhere.
On that, like in my area, if they showed up, they'd be arrested. There's no doubt in my mind they will be arrested. They show up around here.
Yeah.
And they should have been arrested to begin with. And that right there was the start of letting the country know that Eric Holder was a racist.
That's true. Big cities.
Here's the thing. We outnumber these people, and the guy was telling us last night, he was going through this whole thing about, how these guys are pushing the homosexuality on the kids and everything else through Hollywood and through their regulations and all their policies. And we told this poor guy, because he's from Minnesota, and we told him about SB 48 in California, where it's mandatory to teach all this nonsense K-12, and he almost fainted. I mean, and this guy knows his stuff, but man, he was like, oh my God. And but he said there's probably 1.06% of the entire population that's gay in this country. But man, you would swear there was 90%. I mean, it is just the way this media goes, and they give credence to these people.
It's just with Islam. Islam's like 0.5% of the population.
It's ridiculous. And I get so tired of it.
All of us.
I'm telling you, I think that if there's a special place in hell for that God has for this media, it's got to be a little few degrees hotter than everywhere else, man.
If you ever had any respect for the media, you've lost it the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to like watching the news.
Not anymore.
Hey, I haven't watched it yet.
You're too informed now, yo. Linda, you guys are too informed. You're too informed. You know what's going on, so you have a counter. You have a counter view. You see, you read, you do the research, you know the truth, and when you go watch the media and they start spouting a lie, that just makes your blood boil because they're lying.
I'm always throwing stuff at the TV.
Well, I have a TV brick made out of foam rubber for that.
That's why it's safer for the TV.
But I'm sitting here, my TV has not been turned on, oh my gosh, since 2 or 3 weeks before Delaney. We all went to Delaney.
Oh my God.
I have not turned
amazing.
My TV on. If I want to watch a movie, I go watch a movie that I like.
exactly.
I can look it up. And I go like you. I'm a guy who will watch stuff like, I recently found a movie and I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. Mr. Bones. I had never saw it. I saw it, and there was the second movie of it, and when the guy is taking the little bowl and he's dipping water out of the toilet and drinking it, I mean, we were rolling. we were here rolling because, he didn't know what
fun.
They were brought from the past to the future. It was a funny movie. Relaxed me. So I got my mind off of everything for a little bit. But I don't have to have a TV to do that anymore.
Right.
I know.
And my news comes from Breitbart other places, Examiner, WorldNet Daily, and places. I check them all out. I go to bunches of sites a day. I'm on Facebook a lot, because I have a lot of friends on Facebook that help me spread things. And I have Linda and Yo on Facebook, too. And we all see it. And we're seeing, even on our site, we're seeing new people pop up who wasn't involved that are now getting involved and jumping in. And that's a great thing.
What's your latest addition there? What's his name? Kevin?
I saw him there, and I just, he was there. He wanted to be a part. I let him in. I looked him over. I didn't see nothing bad. I let him in.
Cool.
I'm I haven't deleted very few people ever, because how can I change their minds and stuff if I don't talk to them?
Right.
Right.
I see a lot of people, you don't agree with them, they tell you off. You're out right now. And I went through a lot during the runoffs with Rick Perry and all this and that. I had a bunch of people in Texas got mad at me because I made comments about the immigration tuition thing in Texas. And,
sure.
And I'll be honest, that was what killed Rick Perry's chances. It wasn't his gaffes, but that. And when he tried to rationalize it and that it was the right thing, well, that screwed him up. Actually, I probably would have preferred him over Romney easily, because Romney was never going to be my choice.
Right.
I didn't see much of a choice.
What were you saying about the Tampa convention that Ron Paul's teaming up with Romney, and he's doing what?
Well, it's trying to get some unity evolved back together from both sides, Romney and Paul's trying to come together and bring some unity about, let's do this, let's do that. I got to tell you, Ron Paul was happy that Romney's took up the audit the Fed thing. I think for Ron Paul, if that one thing happens, then he's going to feel like his career was worth something. And I agree that it should have been done a long time ago, Mr. Paul. It should have been done a long time ago. And I'm glad that there was one person who never let go of it, who kept a hold of it, kept fighting it, and kept bringing it up. And we owe that to Ron Paul. We do. We owe him a thanks for that. And we owe a lot of politicians things who have brought things up and stuck to it. Only problem is, like Mr. Paul, there's very few that have stuck with it consistently. I definitely want to see Obama out of office, and I want to see us get control of the Senate. I definitely want to see Harry Reid gone out.
Oh, my God.
Defunct. And take that dumb bimbo from San Francisco with you.
Yep. Well, listen, I gotta go because I'm gonna be late to this meeting. But you guys, thanks for letting me call in, and you guys have fun. And
always great to have you, Linda. Always.
I'll have some reports on my show of all the stuff I've learned tomorrow. You guys take care and God bless.
Bye, honey.
God bless.
Bye.
You know, we watch all these things, and we gotta admit, if we've learned nothing. If there was anything that good that has come out of all this, is that a lot of people across this nation have reached out through the internet and found other people. And for me, and I know you probably feel the same way, we have met some of the most awesome, great people in this country.
Absolutely.
That it gives you the hope, knowing that there's more people out there that feel the same ways, that have the same dedication to loving their country and their families and their God, that they will do, they will step out of the shadows, step out of the kitchen, step out of the garage, whatever, and take up this battle across this nation. It gives you hope. And without hope, we're lost.
Right, exactly.
We have seen during Obama's administration the largest attack on biblical things, biblical ideologies and biblical just theories and everything. No one has ever attacked Christianity as it has been attacked under the Obama administration. And for a man who goes to church, once every who knows how often, he's more, if it was a Muslim church, he'd be there more often. He'd see him at Ramadan and stuff. I'm sorry, but you can't do that. You can't play back and forth between gods and religions and this and that. It doesn't go. It shows that you're not honest. It shows you're a liar. It shows you that you would try to deceive anybody, and just quit it. And when you see, like, I just read where a school football team, the ACLU was after them, or somebody's after them, wanting them to quit praying before a game.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yep.
What? They're so fools, such fools. The only religion you attack, the only two religions they attack is the Jewish and the Christianity. You'll see them coming out against the Muslims or any of that. Never.
No.
They hide the news stories, the bad press of Islam and the Muslims. They hide it. They're not telling you what's going on up in Michigan, and they're not telling you what's going on in other places. I would wager, I don't know, but has any of the media, the mainstream media, reported the woman who was raped in Colorado by five Iraqis?
Oh, wow. Apparently not. I missed that, too.
Well, it's, you know, it happened recently. But, you know, you're not going to. They're not going to tell you those things because it does not fit their agenda of what they're trying to accomplish. Total control. Islam fits that agenda because Islam's about total control.
Yes. And women down.
Christianity and Judaism and these things, they're not about total control.
Right.
And Islam fits the agenda for Agenda 21. And as we've said, you know, they can, a lot of them can try to act like they don't know what you're talking about. They're all liars. Nancy Pelosi, in 1992, I think it was, stepped on the House floor and introduced Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and that's just how she put it, Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, on the floor of Congress. And it was the GOP at that time jumped right on the bandwagon with her.
Yeah.
And then today they'll act like they don't know what you're talking about. Well, you've been sitting in there for a few years. You're a damn liar. You know exactly what we're talking about, and if you're lying about it, then that means you're complicit with it. So I'm sorry, but we're to the point in this country where you either one way or another. There is no in-betweens.
Right.
There can be no in-betweens. And that's my whole scariness about this election coming up. We can't break into three things because the truth is there's only one side, two sides. There's right, there's wrong.
Yep.
Now, you may not like the guy who's chosen, but if he is the guy who can take Obama out and you can get control of the Senate and replace rhinos in the Congress and still hold on to power in the Congress and get some more power in some other states and stuff, then in 2016, we could, hopefully in the next 4 years, we will find that conservative, that person we are looking for.
Exactly. And, what we have to do.
And we can't stop just because if Romney and Ryan gets elected, we can't stop just because they get elected. We got to keep their feet to the fire too. And I don't care who you elect, you're going to have to keep their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
If it was Ron Paul, if it was Mitt Romney, whoever, you're still going to have to keep their feet, not only their feet, but the Congress, the Senate, states. This is not just a one office.
Local, everything.
Yes, it is a national spread out problem. It is not just a one office problem.
Right.
If those in the Congress and the Senate followed the laws, the rules, the Constitution, you wouldn't have the things being done that's been done. They just voted to give him more power the other day, Obama more power the other day.
Well, what difference does the vote make? He's taking it anyway.
That's true. I mean, he showed that, and he can't understand why Americans resent that. But you just think that you can do things. Law don't mean nothing. The Constitution don't mean nothing. You'll spit on, you'll make, when, I can't call it blasphemy, but the way you do religion, it borders on blasphemy.
Right.
It does. On every religion that you try to do that to. You have kissed up to our enemies. You have been caught in scandal after scandal in your administration. Your people put into position. People he put into position. And I don't know what's going to happen in Tampa with the threats from the new Black Panther Party and Joe Biden threatening to come.
They were
Joe
already
Biden. Let Joe Biden talk. It'd be the best thing for the GOP for him to talk.
Yes, I love hearing him talk. I love it.
Because
my two favorite pastime, listening to Joe Biden.
Well, it's like he's a comedian.
Yeah.
They're saying things, and you're like, you want to laugh at him because it's so pitiful. He can't be serious. But the bad part is he is.
He is serious. That is very sad.
He makes comments, and it's okay. And that's where you get the bias, and that's the thing that really kills our country. If we had any kind of a media that was honest and fair, we don't.
No.
Not in the mainstream area, we don't. And it's all pushing for one side. Well, now they see that their Messiah ain't going to make it.
It's starting to
crumble. They're slowly going to start going against him. And you've seen it with Newsweek, and you've seen it with the other one. I can't remember who it was. And you're going to see more of it. You're starting to see the other channels who would normally never say nothing. They're starting to say little things here and there. And it's all starting to turn on him. I got to say, I think Obama's going to face one of the worst defeats in the history of elections. I'm looking at the realistically. You take the small percentage of people and you support them in wild things, but in doing so, you alienate the vast majority. If you're looking for votes, that 3% ain't going to override the 97%. That 0.5% is not going to override the 99.5%.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. He has picked a smaller arena of people to go after, and in the long run in doing so, he has alienated the majority of the people that he would really want. You know he's not going to get as much of the black vote as he got last time.
Right. It's true.
And you know with all his stances with the gays and stuff, he's going to lose part of the straight vote that he got last time. And then you know that his catering to illegals, he's going to lose those who aren't illegals vote.
Yeah.
You know, he's shooting himself in the foot and isn't bright enough to realize it. I believe the teleprompter is where his brains are.
Yeah.
It's starting to show. In a debate, I got to admit, there were three or four guys I would have loved to rather seen debate than Romney. Newt would have been a good debate because Newt would have just chewed him up, spit him out. Alan West, it's a dream to me, was to see Alan West and Obama in a debate. That'll never happen, but I would love to see it. The only person I can think about on the planet I would love to see Obama have to debate more is a guy named Thomas Sowell. But that would just be, oh my gosh, such a slaughter. There could be 10 Obamas and they couldn't have debate Sowell. I don't understand why someone who is so brilliant, who is as brilliant as Thomas Sowell and them, as Thomas Sowell is, isn't picked up and used as an example of, you know, why isn't he being praised for his brilliance by his own people, by more people? Why aren't people seeing the brilliance of him, especially on the black community? There are people there. I could be a long time trying to name everybody and wondering why aren't you looking up to these kinds of people instead. But instead, and we see it all, people like Cher come out and say the vile things and stuff that she does.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cher, for me, as I tell my wife, I kind of smile and I said, you know, I listen to Stevie Nicks. I've been hooked on her for years. Stevie has probably been involved in selling more albums and music than Cher ever thought about. And Stevie has never once had to use her body to sell her music. I can respect that.
Yes.
I can respect that. If Cher had been a decent mother, we may not be having the problem. She may not be facing all the issues she's facing. But she spent too much time jumping from bed to bed to bed to bed. And she has no credibility other than, okay, you're a good singer. That's it. That's where the line stops. After that, you just fall apart. But that's because you've made yourself that. We didn't make you that. You made yourself that. We can't go out here and have a different opinion and sit down and talk it out. No, it's going to be shouting, screaming, cussing. Because if you don't have facts and statistics, that's what you resort to, it seems. I really hate that we can't sit down and have philosophical debates and using facts and statistics, that it comes down to a screaming match and then you're being cursed. you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're this, you're that.
Yep.
It's
the only way they know how to communicate.
I've had
they don't have anything to say.
I've had it so far as, you wouldn't have given Native Americans anything. Well, when you do that, you tick me off. My wife is a Cherokee.
Right.
Both of her great grandfathers were Cherokee chiefs. I have always been proud of my wife and her heritage, and I have stood by her, and I would stand by her forever. It is not a matter of color of skin. It is not a matter of race to me. It's a matter of right versus wrong. It is wrong to break the laws and invade another country. And when you have a person like Eric Holder out here trying to defeat voter ID laws and the things that he has said, he's basically said that there are ethnicities that are too stupid to get an ID.
That's right.
You might as well have said the way you said it, Holder.
Yep.
And the truth is, a majority of these people he's trying to say can't get an ID, if they were in their home country of Mexico, would have to have an ID to vote.
Right.
Mexico requires it.
Yeah.
They scream about our immigration. Our immigration laws are unfair. How do you know? You've never enforced them. They have never attempted to enforce our laws. Never.
Right.
And then they don't work. Well, how do you know if you don't really push it to enforce it? But I can guarantee you, in Mexico, they enforce their immigration laws, and they are tougher than ours. And the hypocrisy out of the Mexican government when they don't want us to have voter ID and they don't want us enforcing our immigration laws, when you look at their own laws and how they are and how they enforce their parts and stuff, it's hypocrisy. It just shows the greed and corruption. And right now, I don't know if many people know it, but there are good people in Mexico right now fighting against the corruption in the Mexican government. And our media is silent about it. They're not showing you what's going on down there. They're not showing you that there's a chaos, on the verge of chaos in Mexico. And you got to wonder why.
Oh, there are
lots of
people.
Are they afraid that those that are here will see their countrymen are in trouble and run back to help them overthrow that corrupt government, which is tied
right.
hand in hand to our corrupt government?
Yep.
There's a thing came out where one drug cartel says the whole Fast and Furious thing wasn't about weapons. It was about being able to get a hold of the competing drug cartels and information and stuff so they could be arresting and busting them while giving a free pass to this other drug cartel to bring huge amounts of drugs into the city of Chicago and disperse them from there.
Nice.
But you're not hearing that out of our media, are you?
No.
No, I actually read that. I read that in a Canadian site, and then I went and read it on another country site. And I've read little bits here and there in places in our country. But for the majority, it's not being talked about. And like I said, you're not seeing, there were hundreds of thousands of people showing up in the streets of Mexico City last week and stuff, but our media never covered it. Our media never showed it.
Right.
Because it doesn't work into their plans. You have to understand Agenda 21. Well, you can bet the Mexican government is in on that just as much as our government is. And in the end, people got to realize there are 182 countries, something like that, on the planet. I'm not sure if anybody out there know how many exact countries we have on the right now.
I don't know, but we have 57 states.
Well, if Obama's counting them. But 182 countries, if we use that number, when you break it down, you come down to it, and if every country has the same amount of people left in it after they do their world depopulation to the level they want, there will be 5 million people left in each country.
Jeez.
And then I got to ask you this. How many do you think you know that would be left in that 5 million? I personally don't think I know anybody.
No, exactly.
But for those on the lower rung, for those in the poverty and those who will not work, for you people who won't lift a finger and want all the freebies under this new government, when if they get it into place, Agenda 21, they get everything set up, you will be the first people euthanized.
Yes.
So put that in your hat, smoke it, walk around, dull on it, whatever.
Yep.
But your laziness, your entitlement mentality is exactly what the same people who are catering to you now will use against you in the near future to
and
euthanize
they think
you.
They are just going to be riding the coattails right along with them.
Well, right now you've got almost 7 billion people on the planet, something like that. And so you got a large majority of that people producing the products and stuff, giving you these freebies.
Right.
So when they're all gone and it's down to a much smaller number, that means they won't be able to produce as many freebies because there won't be as many people to pay the price to pay for those freebies for you. Well, then they will eliminate you, because if you do not serve a purpose to the collective, I mean, if you don't produce, then you're of no use to them.
Correct.
And sitting back expecting an entitlement under Agenda 21, you're a fool. The only entitlement you're going to get is some euthanasia.
Yep.
So they've used you. They've used Mexican citizens crossing the border illegally.
Yep.
They've used the American citizens that are here. They've used the UN to spread this ideology on the world. It came through the UN. But let's be honest, there were people like George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, H.W. Bush, Karl Rove, you know, the list goes on, and it goes through both sides, McCain, Kerry, Gore. They
yep.
are all a part of it, and I got to wonder if Clinton's and the Bushes aren't the ones pulling the strings for everything. And I'll just be honest.
No. I wouldn't be.
And I catch a lot of flack when I say that. Go check the facts. Go check the statistics. It was George Bush who introduced Agenda 21, who dissed the One World Order. It
yep.
was Bill Clinton who signed it. It was G.W. Bush who has pushed everything into setting everything up for Obama to come in and put the final touches into things. It's
yep.
just that, like I said, none of them saw the American public standing up and becoming a roadblock. And that has happened. And a kudos to the American public. You saved us.
Right.
Whether anyone out there admits it or not, the American public saved this country when they stood up and took to the streets, to the town halls, and to the protests and stuff.
Yep.
You saved the country for that moment. Because they would have already had us totally under Agenda 21 by now. But
yes.
by doing what you did, you put a kink in it. And they're still trying to figure out a way around it all. And then there is that one major issue left, the one thing that has totally kept them from pulling Agenda 21 right down over our ears, is that the American public is still armed, and an armed American public is the largest army this world has ever in its history known. There's nothing close. The American public is more well-armed than... Well, I think it was like 10 or 15 other countries combined. So, you know, we are a powerful force. And hopefully we don't get pushed to those kinds of extremes and stuff, although I know there are some that would love to see it, only until it comes at them.
Right.
Anyone who has seen war firsthand and stuff doesn't want to see it anymore. And the sad thing is, unless we can get along and sit down and have dialogues, we're always going to have these kinds of things. When you have a religious cult whose mainstay is you either join this religion or we kill you, then there is a problem. And
yeah.
I have to ask why anybody elected to office in the United States would cater to that. Throw Keith Ellison out of office. Throw Andre Carson out of office. These people are treasonous to America. Anybody
yep.
who supports Islamic ideology, Sharia law and stuff, is anti-American and should not be holding office.
I agree with you 100%.
Hi, FT. Well, you know, it's sad. It's sad because there is no middle ground there. there truthfully isn't. I see people trying to say, well, not all Muslims is extremist and stuff. Have you read their book? Have you not read the ideology of Sharia, Quran, and all these things? Have you not read these things? Because only a fool could sit there and tell me that most of them is peaceful. That you know, you obviously could not have read their writings.
Right.
It is join them or die. That's your two choices. There is no in between. And the whole idea of these people who support Obama, and I got to question gays and women that support Obama, knowing that he's buying into this Islamic ideology, which, if brought in, would mean we could beat women. There ain't nothing they could do about it.
Right.
And it means that gays will be put to death. And that's one reason I don't see why Obama would push it, because I don't care. That man is as gay as they come.
Yes, he is.
And he doesn't have the courage to come out and tell the truth about it. Now,
can you think, with him being standing up for them so strongly, why doesn't he have the courage?
That I have to ask, because I see the others that do come out, and, you know, I respect a person who's going to be honest with me. Even if I don't condone the lifestyle, doesn't stop me from loving him or caring about the person. And it's not going to make me hate the person and chase the person away. Because,
right.
You know, I'm still going to pray for him and everything else. But you'll catch more with sugar than you will with spice and, you know, with salt. Some people, you can't get that through. But they at least have the courage and the dignity to stand up and admit that they are. And I got to wonder what they think when they see Obama and they know he doesn't have that kind of courage.
Right.
Or that kind of dignity to stand up and tell the truth. Of course, everything about Obama is probably a lie, because I ain't been able to find anything that telling the truth about him, about nothing. It's kind of, to me, as funny as heck for him to come out and scream about Romney's tax returns. When no one knows crap about you, you got everything sealed up.
Yeah.
Where's the hypocrisy there?
Yep.
I want to see Harry Reid's tax returns. I want to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns.
Yeah.
Heck, I'd love to see George Soros's taxes.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
No.
I read that they were
the right, but refused to show it, and the left.
Well, that's, you know, how many times have we seen these kinds of things come out there? They have tried time after time after time to take one of these people who's scurry in the head and goes out here and does a shooting. They have tried and tried to link that to the Tea Party time after time after
every
time.
Time.
I don't believe the shooting in Arizona was to so much for Gabby Giffords as it was to kill that judge.
Yep.
And there's a lot more to that, and I would ask people to check into that. Look it up. Look what that judge was up to and why he might have been a target. And then these other cases that come out when the news rushed out right off the bat, oh, it's the Tea Party, and only had to turn around later and, you know, I don't know if any of them apologized or not.
I doubt it.
But and then when someone else attacks a group, a religious organization, a gay rights activist attacks a religious organization and shoots a guard, and the guard actually took him down. I think, I don't know if he shot him or what, but he ended up taking the guy down and stuff. And the news media is silent.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason they're silent was because it looks like their side was the side that should have been watched all along.
Yeah.
We had the whole ordeal where Pelosi and all these people said, oh, they were spit on. A huge reward was offered for any proof of that, and today there has still been nothing sent in to collaborate it. But there have been thousands of videos and pictures and stuff sent in that prove otherwise. So I'm saying they lied.
Right.
They got out there and they bald-faced lied. And when you look at who all was there, it's not surprising. because it's the same ones preaching their leftist hate, their leftist crap, who, yeah, we got to pass it so you can find out what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
If that wasn't grounds to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, there never should have, there never will be.
Right. And you get, and there she is.
Yeah. Well, that just shows you what San Francisco is.
Yep.
The thing is, we should build a fence around San Francisco, and nobody should ever spend a dime there.
Yep.
The whole, you keep electing someone like her, well, you show that you've got no sense.
Yep.
Anyone, I don't care which party it would have been, any politician, you get up and say you got to pass a bill to find what's in it.
And what'd they do? They passed the bill.
Well, I'll make you a bet she didn't know what was in it.
Right.
I'll make you a bet, because it would have took too much time out of her running her mouth for her to read it. It was 3,000-some pages. I read it. It took her a couple of days or so. And then I had to reread it because I couldn't believe some of the stuff that's in there. Stuff that has still never been brought out in the media. I have never read it on the internet and stuff, but I read the bill. I know it's in there. You might remember, Yola, Terry and I did a project a couple years ago on another site where we were looking into new laws they were bringing up and stuff. And that was one of them.
Bill, hold on a second. We've got a call here. I don't know the number. Hello, caller. You're on?
Yeah, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, you guys. I was listening to one of your, I don't know if it was a co-host or one of the callers, but you're talking about Pelosi. Do you know that that chick may just actually be psychotic?
Yeah.
It would not surprise me.
You think?
No, I'm not talking about it in the layman's way, just by looking at her and saying, this chick is way out of it. I'm talking about clinically. Do you know that on more than one occasion she's talked about how she was in the White House with Bush, and while she was there, probably inside the Oval Office, but maybe someplace else, she saw Susan B. Anthony and a couple of other suffragettes appearing before her.
Yes, I heard that. They sat in her chair with her. Her chair was suddenly crowded.
Yeah. And she's proud to say this like it's normal. This chick belongs in a mental hospital.
She.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, I'm trying to think. There was another occasion when someone did something similar to this. Oh, Kucinich. Wasn't it Kucinich and the UFO deal? And you see how they done him when they done that? But you don't see nobody doing that to Pelosi.
Right.
And I agree with Joe. I believe she should. I mean, I like to hear her. I'd like to read and to hear the clinical observations and judgments on what they think about her. Someone needs to evaluate her. Because
And they need to evaluate the audience that she was talking to. Everybody starts clapping. I'm saying no wonder we're doomed. We got the morons of morons talking, and the other morons in the audience going, yeah, she saw Bush. I mean, she saw Susan B. Anthony. What a leader. All these people should be drowned. Something
from the suffrage movement.
It just blew my mind when I read that, too. And I actually saw a video of her saying it, and I was like, oh, my God. Botox to the brain.
Yeah.
you get a little bit too much now.
Tighten up those brain cells a little bit, didn't they? Whoa, that Botox. I saw the video, too. I couldn't, when I read it, I said, okay, it might have been a reporter's bias. So I saw the video, and I'm going, and people re-elect this bitch?
I don't get it. I'm just no country boy, but she's made comments like her got to pass it, see what's in it, and the Susan B. Anthony stuff, leaving me sitting here with my mouth open, my eyes, big as they can be, like oh, my God.
I know, and then, hey, it's no better on the other side either. I mean, if people had elected Herman Cain, good thing he dropped out, he had the same philosophy. He said, in order for you to know what my foreign policy would be, yeah, you'd have to elect me.
You're like a deer in headlights. What?
I know, I'm going.
I could not have heard him right. I couldn't have heard him right. Surely to God they didn't say that. That's stupid. I've seen it out of both sides. They say something and you're left sitting there like, what in the hell was that about?
Yeah, and I
did something stupid too, because when I heard it, I was listening to the radio. I'm looking at the radio like the radio said something to me. I'm going, what? Did you say that, radio?
I think we all do that, Joe.
Oh, God. Yeah, you have to elect me to find out what the hell my policies are. Will somebody throw him and Pelosi in a loony bin, please? Oh, good.
Oh,
God.
And they take this guy who don't like Obama and post about song lyrics, and they lock him up with a psych evaluation. Hey, over here.
Yeah. Get out the hook. Get out the hook. Get him off the stage. Out! It's incredible. And then, you know what, I was listening to, this happens year after year after year, especially around election time. People are talking about why they're, favoring one candidate over another. So, of course, some will say, well, I met him. Oh, what a nice guy, and what a sense of humor, and he was so pleasant. And I'm saying, well, marry the scumbag, but don't elect him to be a president. Jesus Christ, what is with these people? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't say.
Yeah, I agree with you. You can't meet a person, shake his hand, and then all of a sudden, well, that's all about it. There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, like no politician ever smiles and lies and kisses the ugly babies. Are you nuts?
I ain't met a politician who wouldn't.
They should change America to the loony bin, because it's so full of people who just...
Well, let's take it even further. You got these states putting out this, they want a urine test to welfare recipients, and I got a problem with that. Not at all. But if you're going to do that, I want the elected drug tested. And not no urinalysis, because I'll be honest with you, you're wasting your money doing a urinalysis. There are more ways to beat that thing. I mean, it's just stupid. And that's why Florida is losing money on the deal, because these people can beat it.
What do they want a urinalysis for?
To be able to draw welfare benefits, you have to pass the drug test.
Oh, the drug test, yeah.
I'm like, let's start with our elected. And when you think of things like Pelosi saying those things and some of these other people that have said things, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a few others.
Yeah.
Definitely should be drug testing the elected first, because these are the people who pass the laws, who pay the welfare people.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, people are saying, I don't know if this is true or not, but they're saying that the lie detector test is not accurate. Probably say that so they won't give them to the people in Congress.
I had a friend who worked for the state police, and he did lie detector testing, and he told me, a pathological liar can pass a lie detector test as easy as, because...
Oh, and sound.
Yeah. But then they can get a person up there that's telling the truth. He can be nervous as crap. And he'll flunk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see some kind of lie detector test developed that we could put up like a big bar around when a politician steps up to a podium, so that if they lie, the light goes off and everybody knows they're lying.
I thought it was like that.
Then again, I shudder to think of what it would cost us in electricity, because that light would be left on the entire time any of them's talking.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have any more energy problems.
That's true.
We have no more need for oil.
It's like that, Bill, just recently on YouTube. I think it was Carol Burnett's show. And they had one of the guys pretending to be a politician. And
Harvey Korman.
It buzzed every time he told a lie, and he'd try toning it down. Well, okay, most of the time, it'd keep buzzing and buzzing, and he'd finally come out and tell the truth, because everything that came out of his mouth was a lie. The one girl was asking him a question, and he was lying and lying and lying, and he finally blew out and said, okay, I'm staring at your big breasts.
Yeah, it would be nice. But, if we just had town halls where they would just take intelligent questions from the people in the inside the town hall, you could expose them very easily. But I don't know if people aren't asking the questions, or if the politicians just aren't taking them. Because
we're probably not going to get any questions, hard questions asked of Obama when you look at who the moderators of the debates are going to be.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But here's one that's came out in the last few days. I think it was today it came out, and I seen it on the Internet, and I'm like, oh, my God. We're intentionally drawing smaller crowds.
Yes.
First off, these people are paying, most of these people are paying to be in these crowds, these fundraisers. So you're intentionally drawing smaller crowds and smaller fundraising.
Yeah,
we believe, that's just, you know, so far out there. It was like, I don't know anybody from either side that would believe that. The people on the left got to be going, what?
I know. That still doesn't beat Pelosi. Pelosi, you know, and I thought that might have been a misprint or something, but.
No, I heard it on Limbaugh's show.
And if you don't think the left is in trouble, Debbie Wasserman Schultz had a breakfast thing this morning. 27 people showed up.
Oh, boy.
Awful lot of empty seating, awful lot of food going to waste because only 27 people showed up.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And, it's falling apart. But when you come out and make stupid comments, we're intentionally having smaller rallies.
Well, that's her point, though. I mean, she intentionally wanted a small crowd, so she succeeded, don't you know?
No, it was the Obama campaign saying that he is intentionally drawing smaller crowds. Not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But, she got one of those smaller crowds.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Obama right now is giving Biden a run for his money in terms of gas. When he came out with that, you didn't build that shit. Well,
and it's going to come back to haunt him. It's going to be the theme of the GOP convention.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see the one guy who had the thing out in his own company, says Obama didn't build this, or basically tells Obama to kiss his rear. Well, now the NAACP is coming out because it's immoral to be against Obama, you know. It's immoral to be against Obama.
They did that at the NAACP?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No kidding. Yes, I saw the sign. It actually says, kiss my ass, yeah.
Yeah.
And the NAACP is coming out against that? Well,
first of all, it's the guy's property. It's freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and, you know, is it disrespectful? Yeah, but who cares?
Well, we're getting that out. Yeah, that's both sides. And this has been one of the, and I know it's going to get worse.
No, it's not one of, if you're going to go.
Mudslinging this.
It isn't. I thought it would have been myself, but I was reading the other day. I mean, I think back in the 1800s or early 1900s, one of the presidential candidates was saying his mother was a whore, stuff like this. I mean, really, really mudslinging. I mean, really bad stuff, real hardcore insults. And I wish I had a copy of that, but geez, this is nothing compared to that. But, I mean, it's bad. This is funny. The way they go back and forth with their particular barbs against each other. This is a funny campaign. But but the other ones that I heard about... That was...
Kira brought one up, too. Today, Obama's saying that if he has to win the election because he didn't want Romney taking the credit for the economy turning around.
Really?
He evidently hasn't looked at the U.S. debt clock or the future plans of everything else, or he'd realize that the economy ain't going to turn around on his policies.
Hell, neither on Romney's either. I don't give a crap what Romney says about submitting 12 million jobs. I mean, creating 12 million jobs. Full of shit.
Well, I listened to some of the platform they were discussing at the Republican gathering yesterday, and a lot of it was about... we're getting our wood supplies and stuff from overseas. And it was about going back to logging here in this country, mining here in this country, and trying to bring stuff back and use our resources and stuff instead of outsourcing to get resources. That will bring about jobs, but there are other things that will bring about jobs just as quick. One of them, I mean, it's the regulation. You're trying to kill off the coal company. You're trying to kill off the oil companies. You're trying to kill off the natural gas companies. And I don't think anybody realizes the only reason they're doing this is because these are the three main competitions for the green energy companies, which are in the Democrats and their supporters are so heavily invested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to destroy them to make their own money. And you could take Valerie Jarrett and look at her investments in carbon exchanges and the carbon market and everything else. This is a woman who is setting herself up that the moment there's a global carbon tax, she's going to be overnight 10 times wealthier than she is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's been that way from the beginning. They have been setting themselves up, private investing, and then trying to crush the competition so that all the money and all the programming and stuff comes their way and they gain wealth. These are the people that are screaming, share the wealth.
Yeah, I know. But don't tell any liberal that because they might have a heart attack.
I tell any liberal, look what Van Jones was worth 5 years ago and look what he's worth now. This is a man telling you to share the wealth, but at the same time, he is compiling wealth.
Yep. Well, they have somebody compiled the study, and I downloaded the results of it, where from 2004 to 2008, 71 congressmen had increased their net wealth by an average of, I think, over $1 million. And Issa was the largest. He increased his net worth by $20 million.
Well, I catch a lot of flack here locally because I'm constantly on the elected about insider trading and investing.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you go after a $7,000-$8,000 a year job, Phil, there's got to be a reason for it, and it ain't because you're out to do the public any favors, and it's because of the insider investing. And around here, our former mayors, our former councilmen, our former Chamber of Commerce, I think he may still be the head of the Chamber of Commerce, these people are all together in the investment groups, and you know, when you know what's coming in and you got a say on what can and can't come in and these kinds of things, and you're the ones starting up all the investments in front of the public, you know, it never gets to the public and being able to invest in them because it's all done before it gets there. That's why people become politicians. And that's why we see that, like you're talking about, that huge increase in wealth once they get to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Lobbyists, and we've seen it with Pelosi steering things to help her husband, her family. We've seen it with Boxer. We've seen it with Maxine Waters.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it on both sides of the aisle. We see these things. And do we ever stand up and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute? And how hard do you think it would be to get any elected official to get in and say, okay, we're going to stop all insider investing and insider trading by elected? It ain't ever going to happen.
Mm-mm. No, they said, we shouldn't have insider trading, but at the same time, what do? They continued on with being, you know, heads of committees, which are in charge of whether or not certain policies will be put in place, which affect certain industries, and of course, they do have insider trading, if not technically, absolutely in essence. So, and then people don't know squat about politics, they don't know, they don't want to know anything. They don't care, and what can you do?
Well, I know exactly what you're saying because a few years ago I was that way, and I was watching something on illegal immigration, and in my mind it don't affect me that much. So I looked over here, and it was the pictures of my grandchildren and my children looking back at me, and I said, but wait a minute, it affects my children and grandchildren.
Yes.
And I got to do something. And I talked to some people and stuff, and I was like, well, I don't know. I'm going to go protest. It hadn't been done here. I was the first one to do it in my county ever. And I took a sign, made a sign, says illegal means illegal, no amnesty. And I went down, I called the county sheriff and asked him where I could go. He told me to go to the courthouse. As long as I don't block traffic and stop people, I'm cool. So I did. And he sent a cop up to watch me. You know, no big deal. I sat out there with my sign. I stood up. I sat down. I was by myself. No problem. And this heavy woman came out of the welfare office, got three little Hispanic children with her, and stops right out there and gets out to give me hell. tried to grab my, she wanted to take my sign away from me and everything else, and I refused to get, you know, to put my sign down, and screaming and hollering, and finally I walked away, and finally she got in her van, she went down to the police station, she told him, oh, he's up there harassing me, and the sheriff, of course, he called his deputy and asked him, his deputy says, he ain't done nothing, he's tried walking away from her, she's chasing him, and stuff, you know, so the sheriff told her to go on out of town. And she wasn't even from our town anyway. She was from a town 10 miles away, Seymour. And Seymour has catered to illegals. The biggest employer of illegals in Jackson County is Royalty Construction. And now the head of Royalty is now part of the governing body in the county.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I...
And, you know, and... Yeah. I got to admit now, I live in a pretty good area right now. Our unemployment rate in this area is like 6.4%, and we're having a hard time finding workers. And a lot of that is because there's a whole lot of workers still drawing unemployment that don't want to get back out there and work. So they're sitting at home.
Yeah, they're sitting at home,
drawing their checks. And when their money runs out from unemployment, if there isn't a job open, then they'll be out here screaming. But right now, there's all kinds of jobs open, and they won't make an attempt to go get one. And I'm talking Cummins Engine Company, Iason's Motor Company, these kinds of places. These are decent-paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking $16, $17 an hour to start.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a community that taxes aren't that high, and our county property taxes aren't that high, and everything else. So, you know, they would be a big advantage to them to get these jobs, but they make no attempt to.
Well, I agree. I mean, one of the biggest problems we have is immigration, legal or illegal, and the best way to stop it is just to stop welfare. Just stop it, you know.
They wouldn't
be coming across the border.
Yeah, attrition. You cut off their job source. You cut off their employment, any entitlement benefits and stuff, and they'll self-deport.
Yeah.
But if you get them an amnesty, and here's the dangers of an amnesty, and this is something you probably won't ever hear any elected person talk about. With an amnesty would come a thing called family reunification. And under the laws of family reunification, each individual could bring up to 256 extended family members here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got 1 million people, and they only bring 10 extended family members. Well, now you got 10 million more people.
Mm.
But now that 10 million more people gets to use family reunification. Now you can see the problem.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. In no time, you have overwhelmed our everything. You have destroyed the economy because we cannot bring, we won't have the money, nowhere near the money to give them entitlements and all these things that we give them now. You would just, and then as far as our elections and stuff, but well, you just turned us into Mexico. You know, a third world country is what I mean.
Mm.
Because you brought so many in, knowing you had no way to support them all. And when you look, and I got to believe this is going to hurt Obama amongst legal Americans, is that by giving these people work permits and stuff, you're just about putting them in front of the line of legal citizens for jobs. You got how many million American citizens out of work?
Yeah, 88 million people out of, I think it's 88 million out of work.
Yeah. So you're going to bring in foreigners and give them jobs in front of these others. And you expect that 88 million to vote for you if you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was thinking that Obama would probably lose for the past few months. But then I was reading, I think it was Buchanan, and he made a very good point. And that ordinarily, under these kind of circumstances, the incumbent would be deposed. You know, he'd be elected out. But with this kind of an economy in which one out of every five people are taking money from the government, and for them to continue to take money from the government, they have to have, you know, Obama remain. So it's a very good chance this guy could get reelected again.
Well, and then you got all the voter fraud, and
yeah.
you got Soros on the campaign that's going to be counting the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that play out there, and in a way, but the truth is, if you continue the entitlement the way it is, well, You won't make it to 2016. You won't make it to 2014 before you broke us, before we have just totally financially collapsed.
Well,
I doubt if you're going to make it to there anyway.
Well, we're not. The projections from years ago from David Walker, used to be the Comptroller General of the United States, he said it was around, if my memory serves me correctly, it should be around 2023. But even Obama himself said a while back that Social Security should be broke by 9 years from now, which makes it 2021. So we only have about 9 years, and you know, if he continues and if he gets reelected, and if he continues after that to spend the way he's been spending, we won't even wait. We won't even have to go and wait until 2021.
Well, it ain't going to be that far because you're talking about Social Security, but there's also things like all this debt we have accrued. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to start paying the interest on that. And doing that, we're not going to be able to make it. And when you continue to spend and spend and spend, and they keep projecting things into the future so far, and to me, that's just wrong. Get it under control now, within the next couple of years here. Don't keep putting things off 10, 15, 20, 30 years, because these people sitting in office putting that stuff off ain't going to be there then.
Well, they
they're trying to kick the can down the road, so to say, and it well, to that point, then it's not just not going to work. Europe, with everything going on in Europe and stuff, and they're falling under and stuff, that ties right back to us and stuff. I really don't see the economy lasting 2 years at the most at the current rates.
Well,
and like I said earlier, I'm seeing people like Soros and Buffett and these people pulling out of the stock markets and stuff, and they're all these things, and I'm wondering, you know, about all those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're in deep shit.
Yeah, we go.
You know, and the pillars there of our economy, they could be knocked out under any slight wind, actually. It doesn't really take a seismic type of event to really come along and do it. All it takes is just some kind of perception that something in the economy is going wrong, and then have the news blow it up. And then you've got the domino effect, and bang, we're dead.
About the only way that these elitists can pull their way out of it is to start a war somewhere.
Well, they don't want us out of it. They want world destruction, and a war would be good for them. That means depopulation.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And that's why I think I've said all along, they play the Christians and the Muslims against each other.
Yeah.
They're purposely doing it. If the Muslims and the Christians ever woke and got together and said, well, wait a minute, these global elitists are trying to set us up for one of us to wipe the other out, and then they're going to try to wipe us out.
Mm.
So the global elitists in truth and reality are the enemy, not only of the Christians, but of the Muslims.
Yep. Oh, did you hear that China is going to have elections?
I got to laugh at that. I can't help but laugh at that.
I know. I read about it today, and I did a double take.
So they're gonna elect whoever the chairman says.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
There you go.
They're actually going to have democratic elections. Of course, they're going to elect whoever is going to be selected by whatever party's in charge. But holy shit!
Imagine that, huh?
Oh God. Now I really know the New World Order is in charge, because it's a lot easier to control a country that has democratic policies than a totalitarian country. But, you know. They're going to make those poor slobs over there actually believe they actually have a voice in their government. Oh, my God.
But, you know, is that trying to pacify people? Because there is a movement started, and the world's watching us, and there are people in other countries watching us. I don't know how many countries now have Tea Party groups in them, and it's an amazing thing. It truly is. But I think around the world, you're seeing a lot of individuals wake up. Agenda 21 has been exposed not only in our country, but around the world. And I'll be honest, we were a little slow at it getting it brought out.
Mm-hmm.
Canada was on it, and there were other countries that were on it and already saying, hell no. And it's just like with Monsanto. We're here kissing up to them when everybody else is throwing them out. And we're doing the same thing on the other level. We're kissing up to it while everyone else is trying to get rid of it. And I really think we succeed in taking down Obama, that's going to start some action in other countries around the world, that they will be working towards freedom and liberty for their people. The people will be wanting it and working at it.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from Australia telling me, you know, to tell everybody in America, don't give up your guns. Don't ever give up your guns. Because
right.
They did, you know, and I get people from Russia and other places telling me,
mm-hmm.
don't stop fighting. Don't stop fight. Don't let them bring this what we have here there. Don't. And
yeah.
You know, it's encouraging.
It is. But I think it's a little bit too late. One of the reasons I say that with regard to the guns is if you remember back during Katrina, there was some property over there in Louisiana, around New Orleans that hadn't been touched by the floods. But the police went over and and got their guns, and these weren't from middle class people. These were from the upper class people in New Orleans. They were high and dry. They didn't want to leave New Orleans. The cops came along and said, "Well, even though you're going to stay here, we have to take your guns." Okay, officer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and look at the TSA.
Well,
right? Mm.
They've never tried that in here in southern Indiana, because that won't go over very well at all. I can tell you that. We don't have anything you can hunt with a high-powered rifle, but everybody here has one.
Mm-hmm.
We're country folk. We're, and Yoke can tell this. She's been here recently. We're not hillbillies,
mm-hmm.
but we're not far from it.
Mm-hmm.
We can live. We can survive living off the land. We have everything we pretty much need here. We don't have avocados or oranges.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give a damn about avocados, and we can get our oranges from Florida. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish there was more people like that, because I think only 2% of the people in the United States now are farmers, and we're so dependent upon, supermarkets and industrial production of food. All we need is a trucker strike.
Oh, yeah. Make it just great for them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, because
it was great to have you call in, really. It was.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure. Call us in any time.
Yeah, let's just keep up the good fight in some way, huh? And don't forget, if you want to make sure to have people find out what you're about, wait till you get elected first, okay? And then I'll forget, okay?
That's exactly true.
Okay.
Take it easy.
No, keep that in mind.
Maybe I should be saying, "Now this ghost is talking to me and that ghost is talking to me."
There you go.
that was so good. Thank you, Joe. That was so good.
Yes, it gave
me a laugh there when I needed it.
It was a lot of fun.
But he was dead on about it. I mean, everybody should have been stepping back and looking at her and saying, "What in the heck?"
I listened to that when she was telling it on the radio, and it was on, I think it was on Rush's program that I heard it, and he just kept liking it. Over and over and over. It was utterly dumbfounding. We're out of time, Bill. You want to wrap it up, hon?
I sure do. It's been so great being on here tonight. And, you know, we just got to keep our hope and our faith and keep moving forward. It's never over till it's over. And, I'm so grateful and blessed to look out here across this country and see so many waking up and so many trying their best to help save this country. And it gives me hope. It gives me faith to go on and push harder. Right now, while I'm fighting all this corruption, my dad is fighting for his life. He won't give up. I won't give up.
Neither one
of us will ever give up.
And you know, he's got our prayers, Bill. You always do, all of you guys.
And I really appreciate it. And I think that prayers of what's holding our country up right now. I do want to say this. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Linda Sills, right from the left coast. Linda's big on the Agenda 21 issue. Tune in. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Patriot Education, Miss Terry Rowland. And oh my gosh, this is my favorite teacher. And I thank you for being here and helping me tonight. And you and Nick, and God bless you and yours. And
you too, Bill.
I just want to say, you know, America, we ain't done yet. God bless us. Keep the faith. Love you all. Good night, America.
Night, everybody. Thanks for being here.